integrative health info at its best. It's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science with Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
Well, all right. That is Julie Newmark, N-E-U-M-A-R-K, bringing us in. That's Old Dime Star Haley. She's got a new EP out about blues music.
Yeah, that blues stuff is coming out. Is that on her? Is that on the website yet?
It's on julienewmark.com, but also iTunes and all those places.
Oh, where yes, I didn't know she's on iTunes. Cool.
Yeah, she's on iTunes.
For blues stuff too. Great.
Bring it in. I love that. Every day after our show, I just like, it's all in my head, like, okay, listen, I'm not scared of Julie Newmark's music, but I am also not scared of the bird flu or the swine flu or SARS. And I'm wondering, listeners out there, should you be? Well, we're going to talk a lot about this because I got to tell you, there seems to be some motivation in getting people afraid, all right? Mm-hmm. I think by some people. What do you think about this, Dr. Decker Weiss?
Well, what I'd like to say is that in the botanical world, we have lots and lots of antivirals. When you look at the pharmaceutical world is almost devoid of antivirals. There's something called Tamiflu, which is basically ineffective. In fact,
so you're talking about treatments.
Treatments, yes. Yeah. We have two things we need to do here. Okay, Holly's going to keep me organized. Thank you very much, Holly. Number one, keeping yourself strong in order to not get it. You know, you feel like Superman, that those viruses bounce off of you, right? And that's possible. That's possible for everybody. When somebody sneezes in a classroom, not everybody gets a flu that's in the class. A few people do. What are the healthy people doing, right? We'll talk a little bit about that. But the other thing is that when you get it, in the botanical world, there is many antivirals, olive leaf, astragalus, lomatium, hypericum, So I've always used these antivirals, and that's why I'm not worried about getting a master or a terrible bug. It's why SARS doesn't scare me. It's why swine flu doesn't scare me. We went through my office when a swine flu hit. I probably had 100, 125 people with swine flu. Not one used an antibiotic. They all got some IVs and stayed hydrated, but we used botanical antivirals and they were just fine. And so these things need to calm that fear. God, Holly, every time somebody says bird flu, you see people running for flu shots, which is ludicrous because it's not the bird flu that just came out. The flu shots are last year's flu and maybe even not that. So we need to talk on how to get strong, and then if you get it, how to knock out virus, right?
Okay, so I love this. I love the subject, and I'll tell you why. Because I don't like to make fun of people. I'm a very sensitive gal, and I just. But here's what I do like to do. I like people to go, oh, aha, like, hey, are eggs dairy? And most people are like, yeah. And then I'm like, well, no. And they're like, oh, you're right, they aren't. Hey, is corn a vegetable? Yeah. I'm like, no, it's not. It's a grain. It always has been. I'm like, you can't catch cold. You know, no. Yes, sorry. That's not where I was going. You can catch a virus. But here's the thing. Somebody just can't give it to you. Like, it was wrapped up as a present. Like, oh, I'm sick. My husband gave it to me. Or, oh, I'm sick. Because here's the deal. And if you've ever taken a microbiology class, and you don't have to, but what they'll have you do is they'll have you, you know, swab something that's very close to your mouth and your ears, your phone, you know, maybe a picnic bench where you eat, and you put your swab on the petri dish, right? So this is an auger where things can grow if they're going to grow. And guess what? It grows. There's viruses, fungus, bacteria among us. Okay. There's a fungus among us and more. We live in, a world full of these microorganisms, but guess what? We also have defenses against them. They are opportunistic and they will only come in and get us and overtake and cause pathology. That means, hey, something that's not right, okay, in us if we are defenseless.
You're waiting for pathology, something that isn't right.
Right. So it's if we are defenseless. Am I right?
Yeah, you're exactly right. And what you're hearing, listeners, is frustration from Holly and I, because Holly and I have these conversations all the time about how fear itself depletes the immune system. It does. And about how people aren't empowered. Do you know what I call it when I get the flu personally, Holly? I call it a course correction.
Okay. Mid-course correction. Yeah.
Meaning that I, when I get the flu, because I pay so much attention to my habits, I deserve it. Meaning that I, like when I do too much caffeine, I'm vulnerable to the flu. When I don't drink enough water, I'm vulnerable to the flu. Or I'm just not sleeping right. I'm not eating right. I know when I get it. I never blame the flu on somebody that sneezed around me or whatever, because especially as a doctor, I'm around sick people anyway all the time. So I look at it as a course correction to knock out virus, heal up, and get back to my good habits. So Holly, a couple things that I use in my patients that I think are vulnerable to flu to help protect them. One would be good bacteria and probiotics, and then the other would be really looking at all dietary sugars and getting rid of them, especially sodas and things like that. I've had a lot of luck in patients that have come to me and said, I've had recurring flus every year. When I put them on a couple probiotics at bedtime, you know, the good bacteria, along with that, they seem to go away. Are those, is that some suggestions you use, or do you have some additions to that as well?
No, I think so. What do? We increase the resistance of the host. That is our job. We are the host, right? So how do we increase our resistance? Well, exactly what you said. Probiotics are very important because probiotica, the Greek origin of that word, for life. And they are in charge of our natural immune system in our gut, 89-90% in our gut, natural antibiotic production, detoxification of procarcinogens. That means stuff that causes cancer, synthesis of B vitamins. It's so important. Digestion across the board. So yes, and there's
Two-thirds of your immune system. Two-thirds of our immune systems there.
So, and then, yeah, so that's a good start. What else?
Well, and now I want to move on to if you get it, okay?
Okay.
Flu follows the same rules as cancer, heart disease, and every other condition. The earlier, the better. So you want to keep these things at home. You do not want to have these things. You don't want to feel sick and have to run to the store. The best thing is you wake up and you take it. Vitamin C is not sexy, but it's a potent antiviral. Jump on it right away. I'll do up to a gram every 2 hours, 1,000 milligrams every 2 hours. And I will always have, there's a couple of products I like that are, I like Echinacea plus antivirals. So like Gaia Herbs has a product out there that is Quick Defense, that they call it. It's Echinacea, which will stimulate your immune system a little bit with some antivirals. But you can take it from a lot of companies. A lot of them have it. Things like Astragalus. The wonderful thing is that elderberry, we finally got a really good tasting antiviral.
And the Umkas
and Gaia and there's 10 other companies out there that you know, go into health food store, let them fight them out about which is the best one, data and all that. But it all tastes good, thank God, because I've prescribed some nasty tasting antivirals.
Right. Boy. Well, the other one, I got to get in here. And once again, Dr. Decker and I, you know what? These are things that we use that we've known in our practice that we know work. Asparatox. Asparatox actually is used as a medication in Germany. Two strains of Echinacea, Wild Baptisia, Thuja, chewable, great for the entire family, increases your own body's T cells. Comes from your thymus, an immune gland. So you increase the resistance of the host, increase your own immune system, and push that other crap out of there.
Yeah, and between the prevention and knowing these antivirals, when I feel flu-y, I don't get scared. When I think that I might have gotten exposed to some real nasty superbug, I'm like, nature was around before, nature will be around after. I'll just borrow nature for a while. And I know that that sounds a little hippie or whatever, but that's the way we sort of live with it. These antivirals are effective. And Asparatox has an indication for children, I wanted to mention as well.
Yes, and it's chewable, so it's easy for the kids to take. And I think to your point, you know, so we've got all these fears and you know, I was talking to a pediatric naturopathic doctor, and he was like, he's not gonna vaccinate his kids. He's like, look, for the most part, no. And if we get any viruses, we got it as far as what to do about it. And it's true. Prevention is the cure. So we're looking at increasing and staying on. And in my opinion, Dr. Decker, I believe that people being on a probiotic every day is a very good
needed now.
Every day, because too much stress plummets your levels, alcohol, medications, it's really important. Prevention is the cure, but guess what? If you get a virus, don't get scared. Just get active. Go to RadioMD.com, click on this segment, because we're going to teach you how to stay well. And we're going to teach you how to get well if you happen to get a virus. That's just how we roll.